Professions suffered by its predecessors. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Professions of Pious Predecessors, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Let's start today's episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alayhi wa Sallam. The noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alayhi wa Sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Shafi'i Roze Jaza, تم پہ کروڑوں درود دافع جملہ بلا تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as usual, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم has stated, نیت المؤمن خیر من عملی, that is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Remember two Madani pearls. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And the more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. Therefore, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, you can make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn in this episode, you will try to memorize it and share it with your friends and family. Whenever you hear, Sallu al-Habib, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and you will watch this episode till the very end, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is source of income of Sayyiduna Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Firstly, let's hear about the introduction of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then we'll move towards his source of income. Let's begin with an interesting parable about Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu embracing Islam. Prior to the announcement of Nubuwa, that is prophethood of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a trader descending from Banu Taym, that is clan of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Basra for the purpose of trade. When he reached the market, he heard a monk asking people in a church if there was anybody from Makkah among the noble traders. That noble Qurayshi trader stepped forward and acknowledged that he had come from Makkah. The monk asked him desperately if there appeared a person called Ahmad, the blessed son of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the blessed son of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Makkah al-Mukarramah. He is the last prophet, he said. This is the sacred month in which he is supposed to appear in the soil of Makkah. Then he would migrate to the rocky land, but it would be full of palm trees and gardens. You should go to the noble court of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Qurayshi trader said, deeply impressed and curious, I immediately set out for Makkah, inquired from people whether anything unusual had happened. They answered in an affirmative and revealed that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam bin Abdullah, whom we had known for his truthfulness and honesty, had claimed prophethood, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has brought Iman on him. The trader said, I went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked, have you brought Iman upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered in the affirmative and said, "You also go along in his court without delaying anymore because he calls towards the truth." The trader was already persuaded to accepting Islam after listening to the monk. Now the spellbound words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, full of calling towards righteousness, raised his spirit enormously. He related to him the accounts he had heard from the monk. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took him to the noble court of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where this Qurayshi trader, deeply impressed by the monk of Basra and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, attained the blessings of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and finally embraced Islam. When he related the monk's accounts, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was greatly pleased. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you want to know who that fortunate trader was? The fortunate trader of Quraysh was none other than the blessed Sahabi, Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is also one of the companions of the blessed Ashra-i Mubashara. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we started our episode by listening to a parable related to Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's listen to the introduction of Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned the lineage of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Sharah Sunan Abi Dawood. His complete name is Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah bin Usman Qarashi. Abu Muhammad is his kunya. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam bestowed him with the titles Al-Fayyaz, Al-Jud and Al-Khair. Therefore, Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself has stated, "On the day of Ghazwa Uhud, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called me by the title Talhatul Khair, and on the occasion of Ghazwa Hunain, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called me with the title of Talhatul Jud." Subhanallah. Imam states that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu with these titles because of his act of vast generosity. Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived in Makkah Sharif. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu belonged to a clan of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu named Banu Taym. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was family to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as he also has traces of his lineage. Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu bore a special relation to the most virtuous and noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because he had married Sayyidina Hamna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the sister of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Thus, Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the husband of the wife's sister of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after listening to the basic introduction of Sayyidina Talha, let's move forward and listen to more about him. Remember, anything spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is never a loss. The spender is not only entitled to his due reward in the hereafter, but sometimes he also receives increase in his wealth in this world together with an immediate replacement as a recompense as well. It is certain and sure that money spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, does not decrease, but in fact it increases. That the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, charity does not decrease wealth. Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be recompensed and rewarded in the hereafter for the way he spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he did not remain deprived of its blessings even in this world too. It is narrated that the daily income of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was more than 1,000 dirhams. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you seen the great recompense was that was rewarded to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That his daily income, dear viewers, his daily income was more than 1,000 dirhams. A companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, I stayed in Sayyidina Talha's company and I have not found anybody like him who distributed charity amongst people in abundance without their begging. Subhanallah. It is reported that sometimes Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spend to such an extent that nothing would remain for him. Allahu Akbar. The blessed wife of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that once Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent 100,000 dirham in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal as sadqah, and on that day he could not go to the masjid for offering his salah because his clothes were not suitable enough that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would use it for offering salah in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the unique passion of selflessness of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beyond appreciation, that he sacrificed all his facilities for the sake of other Muslims. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew it well that Islam teaches us the lesson of mutual sympathy. This was the reason why he always preferred others over himself while carrying out goodness for other Muslims. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about the generosity and the selflessness of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May we also spend more and more in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also regarded as being one of those glorious Sahaba who narrated very little number of ahadith. Allama Badruddin Ayni rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated regarding Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated a total of 38 ahadith. Out of them, 3 are reported in Sahih Bukhari and 4 are reported in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu is regarded as being amongst those blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een who made the pledge to sacrifice everything with full devotion in the path of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed great qualities of bravery, and many times for the sake and rise of Islam he fought against disbelievers for the sake of protecting the most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, not even considering his own life. Commenting on the bravery of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mumineen, the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, on the occasion of Ghazwa Uhud, when we looked at Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we found that while protecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu received more than 70 wounds on his body along with his fingers which were severed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Having seen the bravery of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Jannat has become wajib upon Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed his bravery in many ghazawat, in many battles. And finally on 11 Jamad al-Akhir, 36 Hijri on a Thursday, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the Battle of Jamal and he departed this world. At the time of his death, he was either 60 or 64 years old. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our episode, we heard that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a businessman and he traveled to Syria. And we also heard that he earned more than 1,000 dirhams every day. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a trader of clothes. The slave freed by Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the daily income of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah was 1,000 dirham. Sayyidina Ibrahim Taymi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the grandson of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated that Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to earn 0.4 million dirhams from Iraq and more or less 10,000 dinars from another source. Moreover, he also used to receive income from the surrounding areas of Medina. The blessed life history of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu described that he traveled to Basra for the purpose of trading before accepting Islam. During one of his trips, one monk asked him about the arrival of the last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The discussion with the monk motivated him and his heart got deeply inclined towards Islam, that on his return from the journey, he embraced Islam at the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The blessed wife of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that once Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu came home, I found him worried. So I asked him, did I hurt you? He said, no, you are the best wife. Instead, the reason of my trouble is that I have accumulated sufficient wealth. I cannot figure out how to resolve it. The blessed wife humbly said, if you are worried about it, then you can distribute it amongst people. So Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed that wealth amongst the people. The blessed wife said, upon inquiring about the figure of the distributed amount, the treasurer informed, 0.4 million dirhams have been distributed amongst people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. From this we realize the source of income of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and also his generosity, that he spent almost all of his income amongst people and amongst Muslims. Once Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu sold a piece of land for 0.7 million dirhams, then he had to stay awake all night out of the fear of theft. Finally, as soon as the day dawned, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed all the dirhams. A tabi'i, pious predecessor rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrated, I have been in the company of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I did not find anybody other than him who would distribute wealth amongst people in abundance without being asked for. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some kind acts of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and conclude this episode. Upon receiving his income, Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu would send 10,000 dirhams to Ummul Mumineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha every year. Upon finding any individual of his tribe Banu Taym in the state of need, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would fulfill his need and pay off his debt. Once he paid off a debt worth 30,000 dirhams owed to a Taymi person. Upon knowing about the severe poverty of one of his blood relatives, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu donated 300 dirhams to him. One day, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu distributed 0.1 million dirhams, whereas he did not even have appropriate clothing for that day that he could wear and go to perform salah. We pray to Allah Almighty that He may grant us tawfiq to earn halal sustenance and spend in His path. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we heard a brief introduction of Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We also listened to some of his virtuous habits and kind acts, and we also heard about his source of income and his generosity, the sadqa and khairat that he used to do. And he used to give preference to other Muslims over his own self, narrating very little ahadith and displaying bravery in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal and to protect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how virtuous qualities our blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een had, and it are all due to the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the privilege to follow the footsteps of these blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as well as privilege us to propagate the call towards righteousness with sincerity and steadfastness whilst associating ourselves with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel inshallah. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors. Professions offered by his predecessors.